blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 273, stanzas 2 through 6. The time for Zion's help is near, and the time appointed in thy love. O, let thy gracious aid appear. Look thou in mercy from above. 2 through 6 of Psalter 273. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter, the first 18 verses. John 20, verses 1 through 18. But first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down, and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. And then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. And then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, Tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. So far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the Lord's help and blessing. Almighty God, we may read in thy word of her who may come and say unto others that she had seen the Lord. Oh, that it may also be the testimony of the heart of each and every one of us in thy own time and in thy own way. But this blessing we cannot miss as we travel together to thy judgment seat. For thou knowest all that it comprehends. It is everything that is so necessary for us, after that we have fallen from thee, after that we have disobeyed thee, after that we have gone our own way, and when we are not able to come back again, oh, then we miss everything, and so we travel that broad road, and that leads to our everlasting destruction. And unless thou wilt do today as thou didst do many years ago unto thy own people, then it will be for us impossible to ever come back into thy blessed favor and communion. But thou revealest unto us thy word, and therein thou dost speak, thou dost say what thou hast accomplished for thy church, that great work which thou hast done at the bidding of thy Father and in the agreement of thy own heart to say, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart, and so the fruit of it may be experienced on the day of Easter, and we may read of it and preach of it on this thy holy Sabbath day, and we may consider it in each one of us in our own mind. But when it shall never be brought in our heart, then thy word, a precious word, then it remains thy word, but it shall ever testify against us in that great day of days. Lord, we beseech thee then that thou may come in this afternoon hour, and that thou may speak with the power of the majesty of thy Spirit in the hearts of each and every one of us. Oh, leave not one of us behind, young and old together, because we have all fallen from thee, and we all travel together, and we all must stand at thy judgment seat, and that there is not one of us that is able to miss this blessing, or it shall be an eternity of weeping and wailing and gnashing our teeth with the consciousness
that we have heard the way our whole life and had no desire to walk in that way, and that there was no form and no comeliness in that Son of God who has given Himself even to the death of the cross, and the blessings of all Thy mediatorial labors, and that they had never had a place in our heart, and that our heart was never ravished with Thy love, and that we never desired to return unto our Maker in a day of grace. Oh, shall eternity not be a great and awful eternity, having known the way and had no desire to walk therein? Lord, there are young and old together in our midst, and Thou Thyself hast commanded us that we must come to this place, that we may bring Thy word also among this people. And what is now the cause wherefore that Thou sendest us to this place? Oh, we beseech Thee that Thou couldst be pleased in this day to come then with Thy Spirit and to work mightily amongst young and old, that there may be eyes open, that there may be ears open, that there may be hearts open, and that the cry may go out of the depth of that pit in which we have brought ourselves in our deep fall, that it may come up into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth, that there may come a place for Thy dear Son, who has accomplished everything for the sake of those who can accomplish nothing anymore. All Thy might and Thy power, that is so very, very great, and our might that is so completely gone, that we have become so weak through our flesh, so that we have no might against the prince of darkness who cometh against us. And we have no might in the fulfillment of Thy holy law and all that Thou commandest us, and all our responsibility and in all our accountability that can only testify against us. Oh, come then, Lord, and have mercy amidst the well-deserved wrath, even when we still go on in our own way, without a desire and without a thought, and without a turning in all the callings that come to us day by day. When Thou wilt wait for us, O Lord, and then Thou shalt wait forever. Oh, but Thou sayest in Thy word that it is a one-sided work, that Thou art the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, we beseech Thee then that Thou would stretch forth Thine arm this day, and that Thy word may go forth with power, that Thy children also may be instructed and comforted in that most holy faith. Oh, then they cannot see that faith so often at all. Then they fear that they are so on the outside of that true believing. And yet that it is a more than notion within their own souls. And Thou hast planted that truth within them, and a love of Thee. Oh, that Thou wouldst make it to burn, even as Thou gavest it to burn in the heart of those two men after Thy resurrection, when Thou didst speak and have dealings with them in such a hidden way. Oh, could it please Thee that Thou also may so have dealings in the midst of Thy church, that the hearts may again be touched, which have grown so cold under all the iniquity and all the wandering, as a sheep from the sheepfold. And when they are not able to give that fire in their bosom again, oh, thou art able to work it up into a flame in a moment. We beseech it of thee, Lord. Thou art the living God. Thou who hast also exalted thyself. And not only to come in thy humiliation, but also to come forth from it. That thou who art alive, and who art this day at the hand, at the right hand of thy Father, that thou mayst so look upon thy church in this day, and grant them an undeserved blessing. Look on all this world, for we are steeped in our iniquity and sin, and it comes out with more and more boldness the longer that the world lives. Oh, that thou mayst stop us upon our way as nations in this world, and that thou mayst turn us again if it could please thee. Oh, Lord, that the nations of the world may come to bow before that King, and that they may acknowledge thee, and that thou mayst put away all that Satan devises to bring man to his destruction, even by way of religion, the falsehood that goes forth to deceive, if it were possible, even the very elect. But thy mighty arm, that is stronger than Satan, wilt thou overcome them, and wilt thou show thy strength over the length and the breadth of this world, upon the mission fields, and wherever thy servants are sent forth, places also where they are persecuted for the sake of thy great name. Lord, grant them that truth, that it may hold them steadfast, and that we and our children may also be given that grace in our soul that shall be necessary. And when that great tribulation is also coming upon us and upon our children, that thou speakest of in thy holy word, before that great and notable day that we see coming so clearly in the world and in the time in which we are living. Oh, that thou may give us then to hasten for our life's sake. Wilt thou look upon our rulers? Thou commandest us to lay them before thee, and thou knowest all their needs, but thou wilt be besought of by us. O Lord, we beseech thee then, that thou mayst so convert them that they are not able to stay standing anymore. O that they are not able to uphold themselves, but that they must come publicly upon their knees, before the God of the heavens and of the earth, to acknowledge thee in thy might and in thy kingdom, that thou art the ruler over the heavens and the earth, and that we are not our own rulers, that they have to give an account unto thee, and that they could not stand any more in thy sight. Oh, that thou mayst so remember our rulers, all those that sit upon the judgment seat in our lands. Oh, give them also to judge righteous judgment, as they also will one day be judged. Look on all the needy, all those that are in the prisons, oh, that thou mayst supply for them, both innocent and guilty, and all the needs of those who are in hospitals, institutions of mercy, needs of body, needs of mind, wilt thou supply in families, and in all places where there are difficulties in relations, husbands and wives, when sin has brought so many consequences, do supply for all those that care, all those that give counsel, and all those that do help the needy. Wilt thou supply for us too? When we are standing before it one more time, O Lord, help us. It is thy own cause. It is thy own work. It is thy own word. It is thy own people. It is thy own day. It is thy own honor and thy own glory. Take it from us then. Oh, take it out of our hands. Give us to lay it before thee. And wilt thou so bless it as we may know and feel, and that the presence of the Lord is among us, the living God, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 115, the first three stanzas, as pens the heart for streams of living water. So longs my soul, O living God, for thee. I thirst for thee. For thee my heart is yearning. When shall I come thy gracious face to see? We announce Mr. and Mrs. Peter Suchland, who attend the Calgary branch, wish to be reinstated as members. Lawful objections must be brought to the consistory before our April 13th consistory meeting. The sacrament of holy baptism is scheduled for Sunday, April 18th in the afternoon service. Registration at the consistory meeting of Tuesday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. The last collection today is for our school, Psalter 115, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. They were the words, congregation, of the Apostle Paul. Was not taught it by men, but he has received it by the direction, by the instruction, by the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The instruction of men is good, and it is necessary for us, and that we are using with our children the means, which is often also the instruction of men. Therefore, the Lord has instituted a ministry, but now the instruction of the Lord. That is what is indispensable. Is that also indispensable for you? Because there is no comfort, and there is no true profit unless that we are instructed by the Lord himself. And then in her need, Mary, she may also experience something of that blessed instruction. And it is our desire in this afternoon hour to consider something of this, which she may receive out of the words of our text. John 20, the first part of 16. John 20, verse 16a. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. So far, the words of our text. The appearance of Christ to Mary Magdalene. First, a weeping woman. Second, a blessed revelation. And third, a comforting message. The appearance of Christ to Mary Magdalene. First, a weeping woman. Second, a blessed revelation. And third, a comforting message. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. Where, congregation, were the other women? Well, they have seen the angels, and they have heard the message, and they are gone back again to the disciples. Thus, the other women are no longer with her. And the disciples, where are they? Where are Peter? Where is John? Oh, they have seen the empty grave. And we read, they went away again unto their own home. And now Mary, after she had brought that message that she had brought unto the disciples, then she has returned with Peter and John. But when Peter and John have gone back again, then Mary continues to remain at that grave. It is love. It is affection that prevents Mary from leaving this grave again. It is also ignorance. It is the lack of knowledge that keeps Mary still at this grave. Why does Mary love the Lord Jesus so? Do you know that, children? Who is this Mary? We read that it is Mary Magdalene. That is a woman, we read, out of whom the Lord Jesus has cast seven devils. Thus, how merciful has the Lord not been unto this woman? She is not a woman that is a stranger of the deliverance of the Lord Jesus Christ. She is not a woman that could not tell you something about how that the Lord has lifted her out of an horrible pit. Neither is that a woman. That is a stranger of what gratitude means within her heart. And therefore it is a woman in whom there was a very sharp arrow. When she has stood with the other women afar off, and when she is beholding everything that is taking place, and now out of the love of her heart, and then she has tried to show also the last respects unto her departed Lord. Then she has tried to bring those spices that she could embalm his body. Then that love that did burn in her heart unto him, then she was not able to let him go. But everything has turned out so different. Then that body that is no longer in that grave, she does not know where it is. And now the others, they are gone back again. But Mary, she remains, and she is weeping. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. Over what does she weep? She weeps over a missing Christ. Do you weep over a missing Christ? Then it is one thing if we miss God. It is another thing if we miss Christ. Do you weep because you miss God? But do you also weep now because you miss the Son of God? Thus has the Lord also shown himself? Has the Lord also revealed himself to you in your life? That you also with Mary are not a complete stranger of what it means to be delivered out of that great pit. That you also must say that second person. Oh, no, maybe you cannot go so far into this. But to say that you have never seen anything. To say that that little word of grace, that has never been opened unto you, and to say that you have never had a little bit of light shining upon that new and that living way. Oh, this, no, you dare not to say this. And then how good? Oh, how good was it in that day? And when the Lord had opened this to your soul just a little bit, then your soul that may eat, then your soul that may drink, then your soul that may go out unto the Lord. And now, how is it today? Or must you now miss the insight that the Lord has given to you in that day? Or has that light, that little ray of light that has once shone in your life, oh, has that light now been taken so completely away, so that everything has become for you so very, very dark? And so that when you look back in your life, even as Mary is looking back in her life, no, then she is not able to deny those things that have taken place in her life. And yet, what is now the meaning of it all? Because it seems like everything that has come completely to nothing. And now that missing, if he would only show himself again, if he would only appear unto my soul again, if he would only say unto my soul, I am thy salvation, when I could just see a little bit of the light of his countenance. But it is so dark. Woman,
Why weepest thou?
Who is speaking? Suddenly we read that Mary, she sees two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet of where his body had lain. Woman, why weepest thou? What a tender, what a touching question is coming to Mary. Who is speaking that question? It is the servants of the Lord. It is the ambassadors of the Lord. Why are those ambassadors sent into this world? What does the Lord say to them? He says, comfort ye, my people. And for this reason, for the sake of that true church of God, that invisible church that is among that visible church, the true ambassadors of the Lord are sent for the comfort of his people in this world. And so now also these angels. It is remarkable that we do not read that Mary here fears. We heard that of the others. And when they have seen something of the majesty of the Lord in his servants. But Mary now, she is so filled with sorrow. And she is so filled with love. That she does not even realize who is speaking unto her. Oh, when she had only looked up once, if she had only looked to see who these were, these heavenly ambassadors, oh, then perhaps Mary also would have startled. But her tears, they do not suffer her to see things very clearly. And she is overwhelmed within her spirit. Woman, why weepest thou? They draw her out. Or is there also a people who may be drawn out? Is there also a people that may be drawn to tell the Lord what is going on in your soul? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Oh, do you hear her? Then she is able, when the ambassadors of the Lord are asking this question, then she is able now to speak. And she is able now to speak of those matters which are so near and dear to her heart. These are personal matters. These are matters that a man will not always speak to everyone. But now when the Lord is coming, then the Lord is drawing his people out. That they are given the opportunity and the ability to lay all their troubles before him. How difficult that is. Is it not so? To say sometimes, congregation, what is now the trouble of your heart? The elders come. They come on house visitation. And they will ask you also a very similar question. Why weepest thou? What is going on now in your heart as you come up Sabbath after Sabbath? What is going on now in your heart as you are walking to do your daily labors over this world? Maybe you say, I have never had the freedom that I could open my mouth and that I could tell the elders what was going on in my heart. Oh, try to do so. Try to do so. Because they are also ambassadors from the Lord than just say it as it is. Woman, why weepest thou? There are so many that weep in this world, and there are so many causes wherefore men and women and children and old and young, they are weeping in this world. Many miss their loved ones. Many miss their health. Many have suffered from economic losses. Much weeping. What does Mary say? Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Congregation, why weepest thou? And now Mary, she doesn't stay long enough to receive the advice that these angels will give to her. Immediately after she has spoken, then she has turned away from these heavenly ambassadors. Do you stay long enough to hear the answer from the Lord? When you may be given to lay out your burdens at the footstool of the Lord? Oh, how many faults are lying in the life and in the hearts of God's children. And yet, oh, how the Lord knoweth the frame of his people. Woman, why weepest thou? She hears it again. It is a second time. The same question. Who is it? Is it now those angels again? No, it is not the angels now. Now it is the Lord himself. But she doesn't know it. And she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And what will the Lord Jesus have her to do? He will have her to tell it again. Hasn't she told it already? Hasn't she said it once? She is still weeping. And the Lord, he invites her to say it again. Do you hear that, troubled soul? Oh, how many times have you not gone to try to lay all your trouble at the footstool of the Lord? And what does the Lord do? Oh, the Lord says, tell it to me again. Is your case not yet solved? Have you not an answer? Oh, have you not yet received a word out of my mouth? Tell me yet again, woman, why weepest thou? Oh, how close that the Lord Jesus is to Mary. But Mary doesn't know it. How close the Lord is to his people. And yet, they do not realize it. After his resurrection, the Lord is going out. The Lord is going out to seek his sorrowing people, his sorrowing disciples. He is going out to seek Mary, knowing in himself all the needs, better than that they may know it themselves. He goes out to seek them, and yet he hides himself from them. What does he say? He says, woman. Does he not know her name? Oh, he knows her name. But he does not say her name yet. No, in his wisdom, then he is still hiding himself from Mary. And yet he has a conversation with her. Do you know what that is? When the Lord may speak, when the Lord may have dealings,
But when the Lord still does not reveal himself to your soul, because the dealings of the Lord, they will be experienced in the life of that people before the person of the Lord Jesus is revealed unto them. This they will say later. This they will understand later. This they will comprehend later. This they will speak of later. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she thinks it is the gardener. Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Oh, do you not hear, congregation, the beautiful petition of the bride in the Song of Solomon? Saw ye him, whom my soul loveth? Oh, so it is fulfilled in the life of God's children. Have you seen him? Sir, if thou have borne him hence, do you know where he is? Have you seen him? Will you tell me where that you have found him? Then I will go to that place where you have seen him, that I may see him also. Then she does not even think about mentioning unto him his name. Sir, if thou have borne him hence, or do we not hear it again from that blessed Song of Solomon? There is only one in her thoughts. Oh, she cannot understand it, that this one would not be in the thought and in the mind and in the troubles of every heart in this world. Sir, if thou have borne him hence. And then that love that is so blind that she does not even think about her own weakness. She says, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. What do you think, children? Do you think that Mary, when he had showed to her the dead body of the Lord Jesus Christ, do you think that Mary would have been able to take that body away? I don't think so. Mary certainly would never have been strong enough for this. But what is in her heart? There is in her heart love. And that love that is burning in our heart. And then we are not thinking about what we can do. We think only what we want to do, what our heart desires to do. And sometimes, then God's children, they are promising things to the Lord that they cannot do. They say, oh Lord, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Did you ever say that, children? And did you ever experience in your young life that you were not able to fulfill what you had promised unto the Lord? And then that comes out of a heart of love. And now the Lord Jesus, he will not always hide himself from that loving people. But when he comes, he is going to come over and above all the expectations. And he is going to come over and above all the prayers and all the supplications of the people. Because what is now, children, Mary seeking for? She is seeking for his dead body. And how is the Lord going to reveal himself to Mary? He is going to reveal himself alive. Is that more than she asked for? That is much more than she asked for.
Do you think the Lord can give you more than you ask for? Oh, we do not know what we ask for. We do not know the height of that which is contained in the salvation of God's church. Eye hath not seen it, ear hath not heard it, neither hath the heart of man conceived it. All we do not ask for that greatness that the Lord is going to bestow unto his people. We see that now in our second thought, a blessed revelation. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. Congregation, did you ever hear your name? Did the Lord ever speak your name as he said unto this woman, Mary? Oh, what a wonder if we may know that the Lord knows of us, that the Lord knows our name, that he calls us by our own name. That can happen when we're small children. Do you think so too? Or do you think that this is all for your mother and for your father? No. We read of a young boy, and the Lord came and he spoke his name. He said, Samuel, Samuel. Oh, what a wonder, congregation, if the Lord will say our name. Did the Lord ever speak your name? What do we mean? No, then we do not mean that he says our name in a literal way. But when the Lord gives us to hear our case from the pulpit, then we hear our name. When the Lord puts in the mouth of his servants the words to speak, that our whole case, that all our trouble, that all our affliction, that all our experience that may be laid out from that holy word of God, then we may know in our soul that the Lord knows who we are, that the Lord knows where we are, that he knows all the trouble of our heart. Does the Lord need many words for that? No, he needs but one word. Mary. One word out of his mouth, and it is enough. Because then the Holy Spirit is bringing it into our soul in a personal way. And then we don't need anything else. Do we desire this? Because when we will hear our name, then we will know that the Lord is alive. Then we will know, then we will experience for our own soul that he lives. That he is not an idle God, but that he has ears to hear, and that he has a mouth to speak. There came a time in all their afflictions and in all their troubles and all the trials of their heart that Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. He revealed himself. What does that mean, to reveal something? That means to uncover it. That means there was something covered before, and he takes the cover off of it. There is something that we could not see, that now our soul may behold. Thus he saith unto her, Mary. He reveals himself. He takes away the veil, and then she may see. How long is the time between darkness and light? Young people, how long? How long is the time between darkness and light? That is one moment. Mary. Mary. And then what was all dark, that becomes all light. How does the Lord instruct concerning himself? The Lord instructs concerning himself by way of revelation. By way of revelation. That is not that the mind is being instructed slowly, more and more, that we come to see who that Messiah is. No. Know that the Lord is working by points. Does then knowledge increase? Certainly knowledge increases. But how does that knowledge increase? That knowledge increases by the opening of the eyes. It is by the revealing of himself. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And then what? Then she sees. Then she knows. Oh, what a power. What a power is going out with that one word. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Oh, had not the Lord spoken to her before? Yes. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? But she didn't know him. And now she hears as she has never heard before. Now she sees as she has never seen before. Why? Because he opens her ears. Because he opens her eyes. That is all. Do you understand what we are asking for when we are bowing our knees before we come to God's house? When we are folding our hands before the service? Do we understand what we are beseeching the Lord for under the preaching of that holy word? Mary, oh, how sweet. How sweet is that voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. We read of that bridegroom. And that bridegroom, he is speaking to that bride. He says, sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. It is not the same also in the life of God's children? That they say, O Lord, how sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance that is comely. Oh, what is there in this world that is able to compare to one word out of his mouth? Blessed are the people, the psalmist said, who know that joyful sound. Oh, Mary knew that voice before, but Mary, she hears now that voice again. And that is, congregation, to her great surprise. Why? Because she had never expected to hear that voice again. Is that so in your life too? Is there a people who never expect to hear his voice again, because you do not deserve to hear that voice again? But when all her expectation comes to an end, then the voice of the Lord is heard. Mary, Rabboni, Master. All, do you hear who he is to her? Is he also so to you? It was her greatest sorrow when she lost him. It is her greatest joy when she may receive him again. And when the Lord is revealing himself, then he is acknowledged in love, in humility, in obedience. Rabboni, Master. And then such a heart is not able to express what is going on inside of it. No, what is felt, that is more than what that people are able to say. What does Mary see in him here? Let us sing first. 422. 422, stanzas 3 and 5. The heavens praise, O Lord, thy wonders day and night. Thy saints on earth extol thy faithfulness and might. 3 and 5 of 422. Our last or a comforting message, Rabboni, that is to say, Master. The Lord Jesus speaks one word, Mary. Mary speaks one word, Rabboni. Have you not so many words? That one word that came out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ that was so full. And now there is but one word that comes out of the mouth of Mary. And in that one word, there is the expression of everything that lay in her heart. It is an expression of that love that Mary could not miss him. Rabboni, Master. It is an expression of that highness that she has so esteemed him, that she has so missed him. And now she sees him again, and there is no way for her to express that which is living within her heart. Then the words are cut off sometimes for God's children, because words are too short. And it is not a people that are worshiping in word, but it is a people who are worshiping in spirit and in truth. And she says, not rap. And she says not Rabbi, and she says not Rabboni, but she says Rabboni, which is more than all of them. And it is an expression of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in one moment, Mary is given to see who that she is, that he is that risen Lord. And then she may express that faith that has been planted in her heart and the love that is burning in her heart for him. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. That doesn't mean that she may not touch him at all. No. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, handle me and see. Put thy finger into the print of the nails, and put thy hand into my side. It was not something that was superstitious at all. But what does the Lord Jesus say to Mary? He says, Mary, do not cling to me, because I now appear to you, but I am not yet ascended unto my Father. I am not going to remain with you, Mary, in that same way as I have been with you in these past 3 years. And then the Lord Jesus speaks about his ascension and how that his presence is going to be different. And thus we see in those next 40 days how that the Lord Jesus, he is preparing his people, weaning them, as it were, from his bodily presence, that he may prepare them to live that faith by faith and not by sight. It is remarkable that the Lord Jesus, he shows himself first unto Mary. Humanly speaking, we would say that he would show himself to his favored disciples. Who were they? Peter, James, and John. They are those that will have to bring his message far and wide into the world. But here it is now, Mary. Mary becomes the first eyewitness of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And she becomes that first messenger. Do you hear it, ladies? You may tell it to. Oh, you may tell it to. No, not from the pulpits, but you may tell it. You may tell it where you go. You may tell it in the home. And you may tell it by the way. Oh, blessed Mary. And what now a privileged, precious message that this Mary, she may now bring to the disciples of the Lord Jesus. What does the Lord Jesus say? He says, go tell my brethren. He had before called them little children. He had before called them servants. He had before called them friends. And now what does he call them? He calls them brethren. Neither is he ashamed, we read, to call them brethren. And that is such a wonder, because of whom is he speaking? He is speaking about those who were offended in him. He is speaking about those who forsook him and fled. He is speaking about him who has cursed and sworn that he did not know him. And these he calls brethren. And then he goes further. He says, go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. They are the fruits. Congregation, they are the fruits that are flowing forth out of this, what Christ has accomplished. We have heard a little of that in this morning, what that meant when that stone that was taken away. And when that stone is taken away, and when that justice that is satisfied, then every blessing that is flowing out unto that church of God. And here we hear the fruits of that mediatorial labor of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Father and your Father, and my God and your God. That is to a people who have left him. That is to a people who have rebelled against him, who have transgressed against him, all whose heart cannot do without him, that desire to be reconciled unto him again, and that are not able to bring themselves again into his blessed communion. But now that stone that is taken away, and out of this is flowing that blessing that that people cannot miss from that moment of regeneration born in their soul, that they are missing their maker and their creator. And now, out of that blessed work is flowing the fruits that those people, that they may eat and that they may drink and that they may receive the blessed desire of their heart, born in that day of regeneration, and it will be fulfilled in the life of that people. So many perplexities and so many fears. And yet, it is spoken out of the mouth of that blessed Redeemer himself. Go tell my brethren. Oh, how close is the relationship of brothers. Is that you, your relation to brothers? Brothers and sisters, how can we know the blessedness of what the Lord Jesus is speaking about when he speaks about that blessed relation between brethren, except that there is a blessed relation between you and your brother, between you and your sister, that you may compare this to? How can we know of the blessedness of that relation when he says, my Father and your Father, young people, when there is in your heart an animosity toward your Father,
when there is in your heart a rebellion against your Father. But when there is a submission, a blessed and holy submission as it ought to be in your life, then you may know just a little bit of the blessedness that the Lord Jesus is speaking about here, so that your heart may be drawn and that you also may come to experience those blessed fruits that are all coming forth out of the suffering and the death, the humiliation and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Congregation, why weepest thou? Why weepest thou? All do you weep now over all that is in this world, that you miss everything in this world? Is there not something so much greater? Is there not something so much higher to weep about? Oh, ought we not to weep that we have sinned against such a good doing God? Such a good doing God. Oh, ought we not to weep that we are standing outside of this blessed communion with Him? There is a way back. There is a way back. Seek it. Seek it with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Oh, lay all your needs, all your troubles. He says, why weepest thou? Do you weep? Oh, tell Him then, and tell Him over, and tell Him over again, because then the time will come that He will also say, Mary, and that you also will say, Rabboni. Amen. Lord of heaven and of earth, grant us true conversion. Oh, there is no blessing as the blessings that come from Thee. There is no communion in this whole world as to be compared with that blessed communion with Thee in Thy dear Son. Open, Lord, our eyes. Oh, draw hearts among us to see Thy great goodness, and that we may turn from all our vain and carnal ways, and that we may seek after this blessed portion and this God whom we have left in paradise. Look on us in this week. Keep us in all our labors from all danger, accident, evil, and sin. Give us diligence in our labors, the children in school, to do our work before Thy countenance, but that we may not cleave to all that is earthly. Glorify Thyself, forgive all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
175:1-4. Come, all ye people, bless our God, and tell His glorious praise abroad, who holds our soul in life, who never lets our feet be moved, and though our faith He oft has proved, upholds us in the strife. 1:3-4 of 175. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.